for X-Ray comes from Beeline Urban Delivery. Beeline supports businesses with access to zero-emission delivery, warehousing, and advertising services. More at b-linepdx.com.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Alberta Abbey. The Alberta Abbey is a nonprofit venue nurturing the arts in Northeast Portland by amplifying opportunities for Black and underrepresented communities. They provide studio, gallery, and performance spaces to local artists and art organizations and showcase diverse programming for local groups of all ages. More information, event calendar, and tickets available at albertaabbey.org.
Hi, this is Peter Case, and you're listening to X-Ray FM.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Every Tuesday at 2 p.m., join me, DJ Barbarella, in studio live with a local artist, musician, or event organizer. Hear what's new and upcoming in the local scene, with new music releases and debuts. Plus, hear a special curated playlist each week from every guest. All on X-Ray, where radio is yours.
You are listening to Flying Saucer Safari here on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours. You're tuned into... I literally already said that. You can tell I literally just ran up the stairs. I'm here live in studio with Reb Connors, and we're going to chat with her in just a bit about Reb and the good news. But before we start, I just want to give a little shout-out. A friend of mine is hosting an art show that is coming up, and I always want to tell you guys about all the really cool stuff that is happening and we're supporting in the community. So this show, I asked him to write a little blurb. It says, there's a new art show opening called Refracture, and it's happening at Replicant Beer and Wine, which is on 70th and Gleason. The exhibition will be open all month long, and only reception is July 25th. The artists are Katie, who works with collage, and Justin, my homie, who creates speculative architectural drawings and prints. Super cool stuff. Both are exploring the idea of fracture and reassembly in really different ways. The title Refracture plays on the idea of breaking things apart, images, ideas, structures, and seeing what new meanings can come from the pieces. Katie's collages slice up and rearrange old imagery into layered, emotional new compositions, and Justin's works reimagines impossible machines and architectures, sound waves, strange structures, all designed digitally and sublimated onto wood. Whoa, that sounds so cool, Justin. I can't wait to see that. What ties the work together is this shared process of refracting experience through a personal lens. Shaping, shifting, and rebuilding. What ties the work together is the shaping, the shifting, rebuilding, things that don't always fit together neatly. It shows about identity, memory, and imagination all refracted through materials. So again, that art exhibit Refracture opens July 25th at Replicant and will be up through September 1st. And there'll be a free collage event, ooh, fun, held at Replicant on August 16th from 3 to 6 p.m. And it's free, casual, open to anyone who wants to come and see strange, beautiful, and experimental work. And there, the artist handles, Justin's is Tuttle Design, Tuttle.design, excuse me, and Katie's is Savvy Action with two V's. So sounds like a really cool show, and definitely so much of what we need right now of, like, reflecting, refracting, breaking up, and reimagining. And speaking of new, the new, I'm here standing with the lovely, amazing, talented, always so fashion coordinated, Reb Connors.
If you wear, one color all the time, it's easy to be coordinated.
You're a lavender girly.
Yeah, pink?
Yeah. Am I colorblind? Is the light in here weird?
Well, you were just outside in the sun, so
it's true. It's true. I'm seeing stars beyond the one in front of me. So you have a new album coming out.
Yes.
And a few little mini show tour premiere of that, a debut rather.
Yes. My band's called Reb and the Good News, and the album that we've been working on for 4 years comes out on Friday, and we are playing in Lincoln City at the Cultural Center on Friday, in Eugene at the Blair Alley Outdoor Stage on Saturday, and then here in Portland on Sunday at Mississippi Studios with Ben Dre the Giant opening.
That sounds so fun. Yeah. I love that you're doing a whole series of album debut shows.
I know. I'm way too ambitious, and it gets me in trouble.
It sounds like when you're like holding on to and working on something for 4 years, it needs that big debut. It needs that many shows.
Well, Lincoln City is where I grew up.
Oh,
and
okay.
Eugene's where I went to music school.
Oh.
And so it's like actually in order of my life journey through music. Yeah. I didn't even really plan that, but I did. I did just subconsciously.
Yeah. I love that for you.
Yeah.
What a coming of age sort of album piece. So what's the album title? Let's talk about it.
It is called Silver Lining.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fits what it all is, right? This beautiful inner lining.
This is what the whole band is about. Reb and the Good News was started during the pandemic, and it just felt like, man, we need some good news.
Yeah.
We really do. And
we still do.
I know, exactly. Exactly. It still works. And I was like, I kind of feel like that's always going to be important, is that we're looking
positivity.
For the good news. You have to look for it. Otherwise, you drown in the bad news.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of been like, I just recognize that's like a theme of who I am as a person, is just trying to find the silver lining. Mm-hmm. And that's what these songs were, is just like clinging to hope during hard times, and that's what they remained throughout the entire making of the album, was just like I was going through it and trying to find that silver lining.
Now I'm trying to remember, so I think there's like the third time that you've come on this show,
probably.
So the first two are those, I think we're paired with like single releases, then I'm assuming. So are those songs then part of this full album that we get to see it fully come together?
We've never played songs off of this album.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. All new.
Yeah. I mean, I released some singles that are already.
That's kind of how you have to go these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me about recording, producing, all of that. Who did all of that for you guys?
It was a lot of people, a lot of different places, but Sasha Muller did the rhythm tracking at Dead Aunt Thelma's in Selwood.
Cool.
And just everyone's always said he's the best at drums, and in fact he is. And then I went to his house in LA and did the vocals, but we did a lot of the horn overdubs, guitar overdubs, everything at Red Rocket's Glare in Portland. And basically Leon and I, the saxophone player on the recordings, the keyboard player, we produced all the songs together.
Awesome.
Leon Cotter and I, who is also, I have to say it because it's true, my ex.
And we broke
up months before recording.
Yeah.
We were together for 7 years. So that's why I was kind of, I needed to find the silver lining during that too.
So how was that? Like, with working still with someone who you have obviously a lot of history with and still probably want to keep this professional place. Like, tell me about that more if you want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Totally up to you.
It was just hard because we love each other very much. And, geez, I don't even know what to say. It's just, it's, I think space was needed, in mm-hmm. fact, but it was hard to find space in the midst of all that, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you said that was like right when you guys were about to go to record?
We broke up and then started recording.
Okay.
It was actually...
Post since then, have any songs come from that?
I wrote a love song mm-hmm. about somebody else. But
that's healing.
I wrote a song called Strong Woman about it's like kind of a vulnerable song, but about just like looking for the right kind of love that like, you know, accepts a strong woman, I guess, mm-hmm. is what it's about. So yeah, I guess there's been some songs that came out of that, but not explicitly breakup songs.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know how to write a breakup song necessarily because I'm always like
writing more
clinging
about...
to hope, you know? So
yeah, no, I like what you're writing more that you're like strong woman. I feel like a lot of breakup songs are like just so low, and really it's like
I don't have it in me.
It's such this phoenix burn time, right? You rise from the ashes, or like most women do anyway. We got hotter, right? Like we break up. Rise from the ashes.
No, that's funny. I have a song called Phoenix Rise, but from the old album.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Because immediately you're like, oh, I have all this time and energy that I'm going to put into myself. And because you see like that you're awesome and strong and, you know.
I think that it was the hardest thing I've ever gone through, to be honest. It wasn't it wasn't like, oh, yeah, now I'm free. It was like a woo, like I have to find the foundation beneath me. For the first time in my life.
Oh, for sure.
Like, it was really hard.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling...
all the silver linings.
Better.
Yeah.
Found my own confidence, you know?
Yeah.
Finding it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. What's another, like, really positive thing that has happened then recently that from this year? What's another, like, silver lining that you've been able to take from this, too?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, this album basically... just destroyed my health. Like, I was doing a really good job trying to build up this foundation after the heartbreak, but then this album was very testing in like being able to take care of myself because it was just such a grind. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to like make money work. I was teaching a lot, and then I was like starting to play for nursing homes, and I was like doing so much good stuff, but then also just working on the album on my free days. So I didn't have time off. So it was just like...
work, work, work.
I really almost broke trying to do it. And so then it was like another like big moment of this album teaching me profoundly how to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm. Moving forward, like how have you found or have you found those steps yet to like start taking that balance? Have you found those like
I had a nervous breakdown 2 weeks ago that was like building for like 3 weeks as I pushed for the deadline of the album.
Yep.
And like went to the ocean where I'm from, like hugged my mom, saw the ocean number one, like I need the ocean, did some yoga on the beach, practiced with a metronome, like meditated, did the things that
you feel your own
I
cup.
Need to do way more than I've been doing. I quit drinking caffeine like last week. Just like,
that's awesome.
I need the ocean.
Yeah.
I need water.
Yeah.
I need nature. I need yoga, meditation. Yeah.
I think it's so important to acknowledge those things as a creative person, that especially in, you know, this world where we're just drilled into us to produce constantly, and so we commit to this because we want to, but the ways that we really fill our creative cup is through living life and doing the things that we love that fills our creative energy. So that's such a good reminder, be like, I need to go to the ocean in order to make music.
I think musicians live like high pressured lives just in general. I mean, it's kind of feels like capitalism. Let's be real.
Yeah. No, totally.
Capitalism, trying to be an artist in capitalism.
Yeah.
Can you survive it? That's the big question.
It's so tough. It's just because it drains the well. Because, like, humans are natural. I think that's, like, a defining, like, feature, right, of humanity is, like, creativity. But when you put this, like, financial stress on that, then it doesn't allow for that, like... experimentation and playfulness that art really is about.
Yeah.
It's that it's about play.
Yeah.
It's not about product. It's always about play.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did the Artist's Way last winter, actually. Have you done that?
No. What is this?
The Artist's Way. It's like a core, a 12-step program to like get in touch with your inner creative child, basically, and get all the... I'm trying to not curse on the air. Get all the crap out of the way.
Yeah,
can I say that one?
All your inhibitions.
Believe in yourself. Yes, yeah. Believe in yourself. Yeah. So,
I mean, because it's so true. Yeah. I think we're taught so much in school to rule out that creativeness and that playfulness and that experimentation. And it's in our heads, I think we self-edit so much because we've been taught to self-edit so much. And it's like, no, in the creative space, it's like you need to just play. It's just child play.
Right. Yeah. Totally.
So talk to me then. I mean, I'm sure I've asked you because I've had you on the show before, and it's something I ask people often. But what is your creative play process?
You know, that's a really good question because it's hard to be in touch with it at the end of making an album.
Something being so drained, yeah.
It kind of feels like, okay, I just need to...
So what are the steps now then for you in that reflective period? What are the steps now? Obviously, and you gear into like promotion and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do still think that I need to be creative. Mm-hmm. I still... Mm. So it's like...
Creativity is rest in ways, yeah.
It's... Like, I just think that what the Artist Way helped drill home for me and just my whole process has helped drill home of finding my own solid ground is that the creative process is necessary for my mental health, you know, for my nervous system regulation. And so with all the, like, problems going on in the world, we're, like, inundated with it, with, like, despair and so much stress. Like, I need to... Basically, what I'm working towards is like carving out 10 to 20 minutes a day to just like tap into, you know, singing, making up some melody around on the guitar, or like just like allowing, forcing the time, the discipline for that.
But it really is. I mean, I think that's the thing with like as a professional artist, like, I think, I mean, in school, this like is drilled in a lot of like my degree actually is called art practice, but that's really what it is. It's an art practice. And when you, I think, acknowledge that something is important for yourself enough to carve out a time and dedicate to it, then like you respect yourself more in that time. You're like, I care about this enough to carve that time out, and then it becomes this habit. And it's it's wonderful that you do that. That's a great tip to other people of like how to carve out that space for yourself.
Yeah, I think it's the only way, because otherwise you just gotta push it back and I don't have time. Yeah.
So I feel like you always have really fun like photo shoots and album art. So tell me about this upcoming album, Silver Linings, and a little bit about that. And like, will you guys have merch and stuff for your shows? Is it on vinyl, tape, CD?
We have just the CDs done. And
CDs are great.
The vinyl is coming.
Always, yeah.
And I can't, we did a Kickstarter, but like still can't afford even the rest of the vinyl. So we don't have, like, we have like whatever is left of t-shirts. Like, I didn't order more. We have these rad hats though that are
rad
like,
hats.
they got our cute little logo with a fish on a cat's head. So we still got those.
I love that.
Yeah.
That sounds so cute.
Yeah. I don't know what else you asked.
Yeah, no worries. I probably blasted a lot of questions at you. That's how I roll.
so this vinyl is coming, but like,
I feel like that should be on a t-shirt. The vinyl.
I'm gonna be like making money for the next few months for that.
Yeah. Well, y'all out there, come to these shows and support Reb and the Good News so that they can get that vinyl printed.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Let's get that pressed.
It looks really good, for sure. It's pretty.
And it's in your color, pink, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. No, you have it seat. It's not up yet.
Oh, yeah. This is the singles.
Yeah.
And just pictures that go with the singles. Yeah. I see.
It's the same artist as the last one.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Well, do we want to hear one of the singles and then a little bit of the tracks that I usually ask folks to bring on? I always love what you play.
Yeah, maybe I should start actually with the first single we released,
yes,
which is called Pressure, which is really about, it was perfect timing for me, because it's really about like the pressure of life making you stronger.
Yeah.
And like going through the fire to come out
a diamond.
Yeah, exactly, a diamond. So it was released in the winter, but it's still got like summer vibes.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, let's hear it.
Thunder.
That was Pressure. And here's another song off the upcoming album. This song is unreleased, and it's called There For Me. It's out on Friday.
Thank you.
That was There For Me by Reb and the Good News. It is out this Friday, and we're doing our album release Sunday at Mississippi Studios. And we're going to play another song off of the album. This is the last single that was released. This one's already out. This is called Flying High. In the spirit of being done with the album.
Yay!
My soul, across the ocean, trying to find it through the winds of Poseidon. It's true that I've been hurt before, always make it through that storm. And I walk across the flat lands, swam the rivers, bridged all the canyons, swept the ring sun on my shoulders, but I go on. I climbed up mountains, always pushing against the wind. Didn't know what I'd find when I got to the summit. The hard part behind, trees thinning to find a mountain meadow so divine. Pale flowers in bloom, the sun in my eyes. I never felt the wind up this high. All the canyons, sweltering sun on my shoulders, but I go on. And I climbed up mountains, always pushing against the wind. Didn't know what I'd find when I got to the sun.
So that song is Flying High by Reb and the Good News, if you're just tuning in.
And that's Reb.
And that's me.
That's you.
Yeah, we got some good news for you today.
Despite all of the the bad news out there. Reb is here spreading sunshine. And you can see that and take part in that in these show releases, these album release shows that you have coming up. Go ahead and list those off again.
Well, Friday, Lincoln City at the Cultural Center. If you happen to be at the beach, if you happen to want to go to the beach this weekend, then you can come to the release show afterwards at the Cultural Center. Saturday in Eugene at the Blair Alley Outdoor Stage. And then Sunday in Portland at Mississippi Studios with Bendre the Giant. And it's going to be just the best super band ever. We're gonna really go for it. We got percussion and we got keys and we got horns and it's gonna be a dance party.
I love it. So let me ask you, with like kind of playing with a very full band, for your various different shows, do people do like session stuff, or do you generally have like a standing band, or do you have a lot of different collaborators at different show times?
There are people that are my first calls, mm-hmm. and then we have lots of subs.
Yeah, cool.
And session players as well when you're recording an album. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just that I can't afford to have 8 people on stage all
totally.
The time.
Yeah.
But but it's more fun.
But if everybody comes out to these shows and supports, then Reb can have the full band, y'all, at every show. So, you know, show up.
Heck
show
yes.
up, turn out.
Heck yes. yeah, so that song that we just played is already out. We're going to play a song that's unreleased. And the songs I'm playing that are unreleased, not even the band has heard.
Exclusive.
Them. So I've really kept them under wrap because that's my style.
Do you usually, when the songs are, do you guys do like a listening party ever before? I guess not with this.
No. And the last album was released during COVID. So it was like, no. People.
You're like, y'all can listen to it on streaming like everyone else.
Yeah. It was like, we were all wearing masks and like everyone in the audience was wearing masks like for the first album release. This one's gonna be better.
Now you can look in the crowd and see everyone's smiling faces.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's hear this next song. Brighter, do you want to talk any piece on that a little bit?
It was written during the pandemic when we couldn't get along on the internet. Good thing we got over that, right? And it's about music bringing us together when we cannot get along, when we cannot agree on things. We can agree on singing the same song together, you know? It brings us together.
That's so funny. I know this is not the... I remember during COVID when it was like the celebrities were like on their porches like singing, and they were like, this is a genuine moment. And we're like, that's not what you should be doing. You should be donating money. But I think in the local community, when music brings people together, it's really authentic.
yeah absolutely.
For brighter times, this is Brighter.
When I look in your eyes, something that I shining bright inside. Sometimes when we talk, we stumble, don't know what to say. But when we sing together, I'm sure that we're on the same page. Let's make the world brighter, shine a light for tomorrow. Ain't no cloudy days, all of our we'll
just make the world brighter. Trying to laugh for tomorrow. Ain't no cloudy days when all of life's away. Night round the fire. Music brings us together. Let's sing along to my favorite song.
Welcome back.
That was another unreleased Reb song. Do you want to chat? Or I can chat if you want to look something up or whatever.
Yeah, we could just... I was going to play music from other people, too.
Yeah.
But let's play... Oh, Emily Albert. That... Emily Albert there.
Yeah.
Her song God Has Changed, and I just want to say real quick that I don't know like her well. She's just amazing. She plays with like she plays guitar with a lot of people. What's his name? Leon Briggs.
Oh,
she
yeah.
plays with Leon Briggs.
Oh, cool.
She was she lives in Altadena. Uh-huh. It like her and her whole community, all their houses burned down. You know, in that.
Oh yeah. The big Cali fire. Uh huh.
And then she released this song. So I have a feeling it was written after, like, because of that.
Yeah,
I have no idea, though. Okay. I don't know, but it's just, it's a wild situation. All these amazing musicians lost their homes and, like, all their instruments and everything. I mean, I don't know the whole story of what they lost, but, like, I do know people that did lose everything.
Yeah. And even if you have insurance, like, losing things in a fire and sentimental things, like, that is rough.
It's so, I mean, and also just like, Haley Niswanger is one of the people that's friends with her, and she's from Portland.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know her, but she's someone I follow,
mm-hmm.
and it just talks about how like displaced she feels because she doesn't actually have a home right now. She's like staying at her family's house in Portland, and like, so she's on tour, and then she's like, doesn't have a place to go back to, really. And that's just a wild thing to think about.
Oh, for sure. It can feel very ungrounding, I'm sure, to not have that home place.
Yeah, extremely.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested to hear the song, God Is Change, from Emily Albert.
God is change. God is the wind. I learn over and over again. Tender rain and thunderstorms cleanse my soul till I'm reborn. Let my path and guide my hand so I may hear the song of the land. Offering up my heart in prayer. Spirit moving everywhere.
Welcome back.
That was Emily Elbert, God is Change. And I'm Reb from Reb and the Good News. I just wanted to play a song that I love, but mostly we're playing songs off of the album that we're releasing on Friday. Getting ready for album release at Mississippi Studios on the 20th.
It's going to be so good.
And we're going to play another unreleased song that the people on the recording haven't even heard. And it features a old Portland legend, Steve Swatkins, who lives in LA now.
Okay, yeah.
Who's also friends with Emily Elbert.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, he's playing Talkbox on this song, and I'm so thrilled with it. It is cracking. So
Talkbox?
Yeah, it's like a synth. You know, I'm not even entirely sure how it works, but it's a synth that you can sing through.
Yeah.
And then play the keyboard so that you're what you're singing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Plays the notes. I don't really know how it works.
There is another artist. I have to look up his name that we'll play the song. I'll look it up. I feel like he uses that or maybe invented that back in like the 60s, 50s, 60s. Go ahead. Well, I'm excited about this. Fire Burning.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's hear it.
Talk about fire.
Yeah.
good. Well, I just want to thank you one more time, Reb, for coming on to X-Ray and blessing the airways with all these unreleased tracks from your upcoming album. And remind us one more time about all of your upcoming shows.
We are playing... We're doing album release this weekend. We're playing Friday in Lincoln City at the Cultural Center, Saturday in Eugene at Blair Alley Outdoor Stage, and Sunday at Mississippi Studios on Mississippi Avenue.
Yeah. classic.
With Ben Dre the Giant. I love it. And you can hear all these songs live, plus some more songs.
Yeah. And if people want to get keep in contact with you, where can they find, where's the best information for them to find you? Best place.
We have a website, rebandthegoodnews.com. Social media is good too.
Yeah. And the and is spelled out. And, right? On
yeah.
The, on the Instagram, it's a full
yeah, because they don't let you, I don't think.
Yeah. No symbols.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Instagram's good because I be on there.
Yeah.
Too much.
Aren't we all? Well, thank you again for sharing music and part of your journey and experience and how that has, let your creative self make this music for us.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. It's always fun to come down here.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love seeing you.
I love the radio.
I love it. I have to put out into the air because I had to look up who was the talk box, and it was Pete Drake, who was the inventor, and you're going to hear some of that later, too. I'll send it to you. But I had to put it out to the radio with Pete Drake. But we're here one
she
last...
She called it.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I also have to say that. I also have to say she knew. Okay?
I was like, wait, I knew. I'm pretty sure that he invented the talk box, but I was like, I thought that sounds familiar. Okay, so we're going to hear one last track to send you all off into a beautiful Tuesday, sunny day. So what's this last track we're going to hear?
This is the last track of the album. It is also a single that was already released. It's called Feel That. It's funny, we were just talking about being on Instagram too much. This is, in fact, a song about... internet addiction.
Yeah.
Or just addiction in general, that like it's good to have vices to like support the nervous system. I mean, vices support the nervous system in a good way, because you can't just feel everything, but at a certain point you do have to feel the hard stuff and like move through it, and this is a song about that.
I love it. Good reminder. Well, thank you so much again.
Man, trying to find a door out of this cage. Clicking and scrolling, I know there's gotta be a better way. If I would sit down, find a corner just to think out loud. Cause if I don't now, sooner or later